Marsha Blackburn, Biden's inaction is allowing the Taliban to attack Americans in Afghanistan. By Hannah Blow on August 19, 2021. President Joe Biden's inaction is allowing the Taliban to attack Americans in Afghanistan, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said Wednesday. Her remarks coincide with the president's contentious interview with George Stephanopoulos, in which he struggled to adequately address the ongoing crisis in Afghanistan. POTUS, your inaction is allowing the Taliban to attack Americans in Afghanistan. We must not allow terrorists to cross the southern border and inflict harm on Americans, Blackburn said, urging Biden to close the border today. She continued in a series of tweets to blast Biden's lack of action, explaining that it remains clear Biden is trying to distract the American people from the crisis in Afghanistan caused by his weak leadership. Biden must take ownership for his weak leadership that led to the crisis in Afghanistan, and immediately put a plan in place to bring every American home safely. She continued, emphasizing the importance of Biden closing the southern border to further protect the American people. On Thursday, Blackburn concluded that the 78-year-old commander-in-chief had no plan in Afghanistan and blasted the president for failing to face the American people and take responsibility for his incompetent leadership that caused the disaster in Afghanistan. Blackburn's remarks on Thursday follow Biden's disastrous interview with ABC News host George Stephanopoulos, which aired Wednesday evening. During the interview, Biden offered a callous response after Stephanopoulos asked about the Afghan people rushing a plane as it took off the runway in the airport in Kabul, resulting in fatalities. Biden dismissed it by asserting, "That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago." Biden also denied he could have handled the withdrawal better. "No. I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens," Biden said. Biden has continued to vacation at Camp David as Afghanistan has fallen over the last week, returning to D.C. on Monday to briefly address the nation, only to fly back that same day. In all, he has taken at least 9 Marine One flights to and from vacation spots over the last 3 weeks. Meanwhile, he has attempted to pivot the conversation back to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic as thousands of Americans remain stuck in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby admitted on Thursday he does not know the number of Americans remaining in Afghanistan.